I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. An estimated 1.9 million American children travel internationally each year. To talk about travel medicine recommendations is Dr. Andrea Summer. She's an associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics and director of the Pediatric Travel Clinic at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Summer, what are some of the main health concerns that must be considered when families with children travel internationally?
Accidents and injuries, particularly motor vehicle accidents, are the most common cause of death in children. Second to that are drownings, which we often don't think about when preparing for travel, but we recommend that parents take caution when their children are doing water-related activities, and we encourage families with young children to take their own car seats to use when traveling abroad.
What else is on your list of potential things that parents need to consider?
Well, when families travel to low and middle-income countries where sanitation and hygiene practices are not up to standards that they're accustomed to in the U.S., children may encounter traveler's diarrhea. Traveler's diarrhea can be particularly severe in children under 3 years of age for a couple of reasons. First of all, their immune systems are not fully developed at that point. And secondly, children, particularly infants and toddlers, like to put their hands and everything else in their mouth, so that puts them at risk of infection and even severe disease.
And what can parents do?
Mm-hmm. So, of course, we recommend careful food and beverage precautions. The general rule of thumb we have in travel medicine is to boil it, peel it, cook it, or forget it. We also recommend that if the child becomes ill with traveler's diarrhea, that they're prepared and pay close attention to the child's hydration status.
And bottled water for children?
Bottled water is recommended. You want to make sure that the seal is intact. Another option is to boil water. Boiling water for 3 to 4 minutes is safe.
Are there vaccines that children will typically need for some countries they might be going to?
Yes. So all children should be up to date on routine vaccines prior to travel. In addition, destination-specific vaccines may be recommended. For families traveling to Asia or Africa, we would recommend that parents contact a physician with some expertise in travel medicine so that appropriate vaccinations and medications can be obtained prior to travel.
So some research is in order before going to a specific country.
Yes, it is. And the Centers for Disease Control is a fabulous resource. There is a travel section on that website that contains a lot of valuable information.
Now, let's talk about insect bites that might become an issue as far as causing disease in children.
Yes. So insect-borne diseases, it can be a problem, of certainly if you're traveling to remote and exotic locations in the tropics, but they also can be a problem in the Caribbean. Infections such as dengue fever, chikungunya, and Zika virus are considerations.
And what can we do about that?
You can protect yourself by using a DEET preparation, which is an insect repellent. We recommend a concentration of 25 to 30%, which is safe and effective for children. For young children, we recommend not applying to the face or hands so that they don't ingest any or get any into their eye.
Dr. Summer, thank you for providing this information about travel medicine recommendations for children.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.